USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The White House is urging Congress to pass funding legislation and avoid a government shutdown.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says so far, the House is not doing its job.
Having accomplished nothing this week, they have all decided to go home. That's not delivering for the American people. It's chaos. It's failing. It's actually failing the American people.
She's criticized a faction of conservative Republicans for pushing extreme bills with slim chances in the Democratic-controlled Senate. Congress must pass a funding bill by month's end to prevent a government shutdown. I'm John Schaefer.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife are charged with federal bribery. Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen and the Egyptian government. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says an FBI raid of their home turned up a lot of cash.
They discovered approximately $500,000 of cash stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
The bribes allegedly covered a mortgage, a luxury vehicle, and a no-show job. Menendez is also accused of sharing sensitive U.S. government information with Egyptian officials. He denies all allegations. States of emergency have been declared in Maryland and Virginia due to Tropical Storm Ophelia, which is forecasted to bring heavy rains and dangerous storm surges to the Mid-Atlantic. Ophelia made landfall in North Carolina early this morning with winds of about 70 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is forecast to move north through Virginia, the District of Columbia, and Maryland over the next day before weakening to a tropical depression. Five people were taken to the hospital after a house in West Milford, New Jersey, exploded last night. The house suffered heavy damage. The cause of the explosion is under investigation. This is USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Welcome to the Continental.
From the world of John Wick comes a Peacock original three-part event that takes us back to 1970s New York. The Continental.
This institution wields power beyond your imagination.
Let's take this house and everything that comes with it.
The Continental. From the world of John Wick. Streaming now.
And away we go.
Only on Peacock.
There are six top 25 matchups in college football today, including Colorado visiting Oregon at 12:30 this afternoon in Eugene. Dave Collins reports a San Diego-based sunglasses company is making waves off one of the teams.
Terry Snyder with Blenders Eyewear in San Diego says the company has received a boost the last few weeks from their partnership with Hall of Famer and head coach of 19th-ranked Colorado, Deion Sanders.
The college football season has been insane for us so far, especially after we decided to partner with Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes as their preferred sunglass partner.
Coach Prime has been wearing a special version of Blender sunglasses, and during last week's nationally televised rivalry game against Colorado State, he was called out by the opposing coach for wearing them during interviews. Deion turned that into a marketing opportunity, buying blenders for his whole team.
Also on the schedule are two top 20 matchups, number 13 Alabama and number 15 Ole Miss at 3:30 Eastern. Number 9 Notre Dame and number 6 Ohio State meet at 7:30 Eastern. A capsule carrying rocky material from the surface of an asteroid is set to land tomorrow morning in the Utah desert. NASA says the robotic spacecraft OSIRIS-REx is on course for a fiery plunge through the atmosphere and a landing by parachute. The return of a sample taken 3 years ago from the asteroid Bennu will be the first for NASA. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.